Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
Father, because you are glorious in mercy, we rejoice in your mercy this morning, knowing assuredly that it is of your mercies that we have not been consumed. For your steadfast love fails nothing. Thank you for lavishing your grace upon us till this moment, and we know surely that you are not tired. Thank you for your patience with us, for your long suffering towards us, not willing that any should perish. Thank you for this ambience of grace and mercy that has contained our excesses. We draw near to you again with the heart of sons. We thank you for making us an acceptable people before you. And in this strength, we know you will speak to us as Father. We thank you because you will shape us up, bring us to repentance where we need to, bring us to courage, bring us to comfort, bring us to edification, renewing our hope, making us strong again. Thank you for help. Thank you for restoration. Thank you for replenishing. We are so grateful for this year that is still very valid in your presence, the year 2023. We are so hopeful that there is a way you want us to end this year, and we will not end it otherwise. We are so confident that you that begun a good work in us in 2023, you have the capacity to complete it. And we are so open. Lord, our heart is open. Our mind is open. There is still so much locked in this year. Lord, we are open to draw into it. And we bless your name because beyond this year, there are great things you have in store for us. For you have said you have for us a future and a hope. We thank you because it's not tampered with. We are so confident that you are bringing us into the hope you prepared and into the future you prepared. Blessed be your name forever. For we are prayed in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Clap your hands, O ye people. Shout to the Lord with the voice of triumph. I need you to shout to the Lord with the voice of triumph. I need you to shout to the Lord with the voice of triumph. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I'd like you to help welcome three people to your left and to your right and say, I'm so glad to see your face again. Say to somebody, seeing you again gives me hope. Seeing you again gives me joy. Don't you know you mean so much to me? Don't you know you mean so much to me?
Don't you know you mean so much to me?
Don't you know you mean so much to me?
Don't you know you mean so much to me?
You know you mean so much to me.
Don't you know you mean so much to me?
Benga, you mean so much to me.
Don't you know you mean so much?
Look at somebody's face. Don't you know you mean so much to me?
Don't you know you mean
find out somebody's name.
You mean so much to me.
You mean so much to me.
You mean so much to me.
Destiny,
I want you to know if you know so each other's name. Got five names.
Destiny,
five names.
You mean so much to me.
I want you to mention five names.
Don't you know you mean so much to me.
So much to me.
Don't you know you mean so much to me.
Pastor Wumi, you mean so much to me.
Don't you know you mean so much to me.
Don't you know you mean so much to me.
Don't you know you mean so much to me.
Don't you know you mean so much to me.
Don't you know you mean
Are you able
so
to find five? You mean so much to me.
Don't you know you mean so much to me.
Don't you know you mean so much to me.
Yes, you know you mean so much to me.
Higher and higher we will go.
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 Higher and higher we will go. Don't you know you mean so much to me?
Brighter and brighter we will shine.
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 I like the way you walk. I like the way you walk.
I like the way you walk.
I like the way you smile.
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 I like the way you dance.
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 I like the way you laugh.
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 I love the way you laugh.
I like the way you laugh.
Higher and higher we will go.
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 Don't you know you mean so much to me?
Don't you know you mean so much?
Say, I like the way you walk.
You walk.
I like the way you dance.
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 I like the way you smile.
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 I like the way you jump.
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 I like the way you dance.
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 I like the way you dance. I love this family of God.
Love the family of God.
I love this family.
I love this family.
I love this family of God.
I love this family.
Bigger and bigger we will grow.
Higher and higher.
In the field of play of football, when we score, then we shout. But in the field of play of the kingdom, when we shout, we score. Thank you. You got the parable. You know, I love football. The best time to score, especially the winning goal, is in the last minute. Have you ever watched the match where it was an added on time, 7 minutes, and the game turned around? That guy was leading before, and it was just 7 minutes added time. Then it was an equalizer. And everybody was watching, what is this? Then in 1 minute to the end of the match, they scored the final goal. Are you still here? I told you something. In the kingdom, when we shout, I just perceive in the few minutes remaining in 2023, somebody is going to make his mark. When we shout, there is God. Give him a prophetic shout. Give him a winning shout. You know, I was so engrossed about preparation for 2024 for the last few months, just praying, because the scripture says it will show us things to come. That's one of the things the Bible promised that the Holy Ghost will do to us. It will do what? And that's very valid. Believers are not supposed to be taken by surprise. It will what? So as prophetic people, we know that we live ahead of time. Lift your hand up, say, I live ahead of time. In fact, I live by the power of the ages to come. Say it again, I live by the power of the ages to come. Those who have tasted of the good word of God, of the goodness of God's word, and the power of the age to come. Those are the mature. Those are believers who are grounded. Lift your right hand up. Say, I've tasted of the goodness of the word of God. And I have the power of the ages to come. So listen to me. Listen to me. We live ahead of time. That's how we are designed. We are designed to live beyond
annual budget. Some of you are waiting to plan based on annual budget. You said this budget is delaying. That's not how you plan. You plan based on heaven's budget. When the Gregorian calendar starts January, the Jewish calendar starts when? September. The Jewish calendar is significantly telling us that God's program is ahead of man's program. So when it's New Year in Israel, in calendar, they are three months ahead of the general calendar. By September is Rosh Hashanah, and everybody is saying Happy New Year there. The world is still warming up. God is using all those things to speak to us. The covenant nation is always ahead of the general nation. And I don't know if you know you are the covenant nation. No, you didn't get it. If you understand, you will shout, I am the covenant nation. Well, you know, just before you sit down, while I was preparing so well, trying to get God speak to me so much about things to come, especially in year 2024. Then one morning, as I was praying the Lord in the usual way, one of the ways God speaks to me is to make me just go to a scripture. Just say, go to the scripture. I went to the scripture and I opened and I found, I think in 2 Peter chapter number 3. And he said, for a day with the Lord is as 1,000 years. So God said to me, there is so much locked in this 2023 that you cannot overlook. Don't be too ready for the year to come and lose sight. So he told me, tell my people, the year they are in is still very potent. I came to announce to you in Harvest Word that this year is still so potent and valid. Somebody might say, well, but it's just few hours left. By my calculation, I can sum it up into hours. Because some of you are good mathematicians. Say 5 days equals to 278,000 hours. In fact, you can give me the minutes. I know if I give you opportunity now, some people tell you me how many minutes that are left in 2023. Or you can even give me seconds. You are very smart. But the Lord says to tell you, as trivial as it looks, it is still potent. Shall a nation be born in a day? The Lord said to tell you, a nation shall be born in a day. For a day with the Lord, God can give you a day that have the effect of 1,000 years. I don't know if you expect that. God can give you a day that will turn your journey, that will make you recover years. A day. You walk into one person, just walk into a person, and it's just a contact in a moment. And that moment is redefining your destiny. One day, one moment, one particular hour, you just park your car, you enter that place, and it is a moment of destiny. Locked in a day. Nothing enters into the earth except through the door of a day. A day is still somewhere in the date of 2023 that has the capacity of turning your story. Oh, come on. That has the capacity of changing. A day is here. A day is here. There is a day. There is a day labeled with your name. Arosakata. The Bible says when the day of Pentecost was fully come, there is a day that God is waiting for. That day is fully going to
download over your life. Lift your hand and pray in the Holy Ghost. Lift your hand and pray in the Holy Ghost. Ayabarosaka balabano. Bashata. Rakosata. Barakashata baloka. Ereka sotalaba. Ombe mi fo. Ombe mi sale. Owa oluambe. Gloria yemi o. Ombe mi fo. Ombe mi sale. Owa oluambe. Gloria yemi o. Ombe mi fo. Ombe mi sale. Gloria yemi o. Ombe mi fo.
Ombe mi fo.
Ombe mi sale. See the hand of God upon your life. Pull the hand of the mighty God. Open before. Open before. Open before. Open before. If you are not praying, it's your fault. If you are not praying, it's your fault. The Holy Ghost is here. The Holy Ghost is here. Elabo shalabala bota. Erikata balobalebo. Ayaya elibata rabaloda. Abarukelibata rabahoda. Ayabarelibata barahoda. Ashada, ashada. Ashakabala kodala ha. Ashalabona ha. Akagabala kotala. Ebano. Elabolonade. Akabalama. Akalamada. Alabo kalabalo basha. In your life, I like you to release your faith in prayer. I will on and not be weary. I will walk and never faint. Won't be me fall. Won't be me silent. I will mount with wings like eagle. Won't be me fall. Won't be me fall. Won't be me silent. He brought me out of the pit. He pulled my feet out the mighty clay. Won't be me fall. Won't be me silent. I will mount with wings like eagle. I renew my strength. Won't be me fall. Won't be me silent. I will run and not be weary. I will walk and never faint. Cause won't be me fall. Won't be me silent. El amor se libra de mata. O para vela de cona sana bacale alade. Alabrodia sa. Awake, awake, all arm of the Lord. Awake, awake, all arm of the Lord. Awake as in the times of the generation. When thou reel Rahab into pieces. When thou pierce the bones, and you made away the wilderness for the redeemed to go through. So the redeemed of the Lord shall return and come with singing. An everlasting joy shall be upon their head. Ayabarasakopana. I will mount with things like it. I will renew my strength. Cause one made me fall. One made me sale. I will run and not be weary. I will walk and never fail. One made me fall. One made me sale. Vaya baro sakada. Ora da masha da bakara. Erako se kalabana mano. Ela barake suta paya mana baro sela bara. Araka zele ko makada ya. Oh ma 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 ma. Erake suto pala mana ma. Ela sona mana turu. Akashaka ma. Amen. You know, I did not come here to do a nice sermon. I came here for activation. I didn't come here to come and describe things. I came here for activations. Are you ready? Find a partner in progress. That's a partner in progress, somebody who can play. The Lord asked me to lead you to pray, to draw the hand of God. Your hands are not designed to undo issues of life. It's too weak. Your hands are designed for domestic matters, for many issues. Okay? For some substantial, mania, academic issue, very natural issue. That's what your hand is designed for. But the weighty issues of life, you have to exchange your hand for the hand of the Lord. A time comes in a man's life that the hand of God will be more visible than his hand. That they will say, it's not him. The Bible said they took knowledge of him. That was Peter. They took knowledge of them. That they had not been to school. When they consider that these guys are not seed, what is coming out of their life is bigger than their qualification. That's what the Bible is saying. That's when we talk about the hand of God. We talk about the hand of God when what you are producing is more than what you can afford. Ben, are you here? We talk about the hand of God when you yourself know that what is happening is bigger than your calculation. Are you still with me? We talk about the hand of God when we see things happening beyond your prayer point. We talk about the hand of God when the weight that has been lifted cannot be lifted by your muscle. Are you listening to me? We talk about the hand of God when the sum total of your salary in 4 years cannot afford what you are having. We talk about the hand of God. How many of you want to see the hand of God? The Lord sent me to pray with you. For those of you that have been waiting, now the waiting will be over because you are going to pull the hand of God. Even if it is the Lord that commanded the waiting. Listen to me. The Bible said, God said to this disciple, he said, wait for the promise of the Father. It is not evil to wait. It's not evil to wait. But the Bible said again, when the day of Pentecost was fully come, that means their waiting was over. There is a day that will fully come where your waiting will be over. Oh my God. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, the weak guys suddenly became bold. That was an unusual transformation. Guys who were hiding from the name of Jesus suddenly started proclaiming the name of Jesus. Why? Because the hand of God is now in motion. I want to pray with Harvest Word. I want to pray with this company. I want to pray with this tribe. I want to pray with this community. That before the next few hours, before the next 7 hours, the hand of God will break out in your midst. The hand of God will tell new stories in families, tell new stories in jobs, tell new stories in ministry, tell new stories in company. We cry for the hand of God. The Lord told me 2023 is not over. I'm not going to stop. I'm going to pray with you and go. Ayaya Barosa, can you speak in the Holy Ghost for a minute? Barashatakata. Say, I want to see your hand. I want to see your hand in my life, in my brother's life, in my sister's life. Get a partner in progress to pray with. Open your mouth and pray. We agree to see your hand. Ayakopeta sakopalino. Erusa koperavata. Oh, shale koperia. Erusa te kopena. Don't be quiet. If you are not praying, it's your fault. Aya barakasia la batana. Era shakopa. Aperakesutafana. Asha. Elakopendo ferobatikata. Agagada bokasha. Before the next 7 hours, the hand of God will come strong. Oh, Adoberosika. Aya barosikopada. Elira shada bahada. Oh, marekesekatekate. Aya badabaha. Ela barokesutabana maronde kabilase. In Jesus' name we pray. Isaiah chapter number 51. Isaiah chapter number 51, verse 9. Isaiah chapter number 51, verse 9. Stay with me for a few minutes, I'll be done. Awake, awake, put on strength, O arm of the Lord. The arm of the Lord is the Holy Ghost personified. Is God at work? Awake, awake. Put on strength, O arm of the Lord. Awake as in the ancient days. As you are praying today, greater things that we have had than the things that happened in the ancient days are coming back. Things that we read in the scriptures that God did that amaze us is still the same God. We are activating the hand of God in a strong way. Awake as in the ancient days, in the generations of old. Are you not the arm that cut Rahab apart? Rahab is Egypt. Are you not the arm that cut Rahab into pieces? And you pierce the monster. You wounded the serpent. You hear me? The Lord will wound the serpent again this morning. The Lord will pierce the monster again this morning. When I was coming to church, as I was coming to church this morning, I fell in a vision. And I saw my dog in that vision. Manchated. When I got close to the dog, I said, why is my dog this lean? Then I looked closely. I saw some eating very fat ticks all around his body. And the ticks were sucking the blood. I became angry. And I went to get an hot plate. It looked like an electric hot plate. And the hot plate was burning with fire. And as I went close, I began to pick the ticks, throw it in the fire. Then another hand joined me and picked it off. And the dog began to feel a lot of relief. And I put it in the fire. And I said, what kind of hot plate burning with fire is this? And then somebody came to me. He said, this is evil's device. It's not earthly. Then the angel with me said, if you can do this to your dog, can't I do it to my people? He said, I will heal them. I will cut off the thing that some typhoon them. He said, I will use my hand like you use your hand on your dog. I will use my hand. So I knew I was not coming to preach. I knew I was coming to pull the hand of God into situations that have siphoned my people's life. Then the hot plate is ready. They won't crawl back to the body. They will be burned to ashes. There is a technology God is deploying this morning. He will release his hand. Everything that have wasted you, your resources, your life, your time, the hand of God will find them. Oh, that was a serious vision. And God used my dog because I love my pets.
There is nothing the enemy did that will follow you out of 2023. There is no parasite. There is no stumbling block. There is no wicked power. There is no withstanding force that will journey with you past 2023. Says the Spirit of the Lord. How will they be removed? The arm of the Lord will be awakened on your behalf. Say with me, awake. Put up that scripture. Say, awake. Shout again, awake. Put on strength. Oh, arm of the Lord. Awake as in the ancient days. In the generations of old. Are you not the arm that cut Rahab apart and wounded the serpent? Awake again and cut Rahab apart. Awake again and wound the serpent. Awake again and bring down the adversary. Open your mouth and pray. Awake. Awake, O arm of the Lord. 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 Oh, awake on my behalf. Awake, awake in Amisa. Awake, awake, O arm of the Lord. Ayarabo Sakademo. Areke Sukata. Ayaya Beros. Ooh, and the dominoes. E comere di latenazo. Aya rashakata elikaparosa ata eshatakapa atakalakata. He's working, he's working, he's working, he's working. The arm of the Lord is at work. I can see God working. Aya bado bahale ereke sopale aya bo salekinamo ata bareka labadosa arake sotopala. Bero shatada, edekade menekada, elekopande, aasha, elida banohusalata. O arm of the Lord, awake, 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 O arm of the Lord, awake as in the ancient days, awake as in the generations of old. Are you not the one that covered our path? Are you not the one that wounded the serpent? Awake. Awake, 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 oh, arm of the Lord, ayabarosa, awake, awake, oh, awake, oh, ayadabosa, asha, elakoperabaha, awake of your people, awake for your people, awake for your people, ayadabasa, asha, 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 asha. Ayanabasa, Elokadabala, Asha, Arekaba, and the Koparaka, Eladan Kandabarakasa, and the Belakada, Asha, and the Ladongarakusaka, Ayayayayanabokumbala, Ereka Sokotopa, Ayanarose, Asha Taka, Walshala Kotaka, Apekoparaka, Erikosa. Won't get me for, won't get me sorry. Oh, oh, Luambe, Gloria, I am you. Won't get me for, won't get me sorry. Won't get me for, won't get me for, won't get me for.
Ave misare.
Haya barokas. Hear me, child of God. After this service, you must experience a shift. After, as we were praying, I saw a lightning of heaven, and as it was coming down, it was striking doors open. It was striking doors open. Supernatural encounters that will open doors of destiny. Isaiah chapter 51, that same scripture. I'll soon be done in a few minutes. Now verse 10. Are you not the one that dried up the sea? The waters of the great deep that make the depth of the sea a road for the redeemed to pass through. I see the Lord clearing highways for people. Making ways where they never thought would be a way. Supernatural highways are coming. You know, when you are going through where people never thought people can go through, and God is making a way for you. And it's just not a marchy ground, it's an highway. You can imagine God making a sea to part. What I thought would be there is a marchy ground. It was a smooth road. Because it was suitable for the redeemed to pass through. Supernatural openings are coming your way. Lift your hand up and say, Father, I'm ready for the highways. Shout, I'm ready for the highways. The ones you have made ready. The highways of righteousness. Listen to me, child of God. You are experiencing a shift in this heaven. The anointing in this service will run through the year. There are matured interventions within the next 7 hours. Different classes of intervention. Because the hand of God is on the move. Oh, I said the hand of God is at work. I said the hand of God is at work. His hand will be more visible than your hand. When they see the event, they know it's not your hand. The reference will be God. I said the reference will be God. Give me that verse. Give me that verse again. Are you not the one who dried up the sea, the waters of the great deep, that made the depth of the sea a road for the redeemed to cross over? And verse 11. After the hand of God has moved, so the redeemed of the Lord shall return. The Lord said to prophesy that there is a returning with a testimony. Who is the redeemed of the Lord that will return? Is that person here? Who is the redeemed of the Lord that will return? And I will come with singing. An everlasting joy will be on his head. Who is that redeemed of the Lord? They shall obtain gladness. When you have been to the school of the hand of God, you must obtain gladness. sorrow and sighing shall take off, because they shall obtain gladness. And so the redeemed of the Lord shall return and come with singing in their mouth. Everlasting joy shall be upon their head. Everlasting joy shall be upon your head. Everlasting joy shall be upon my head. Put your hand upon your head. Berosaka belo ravina yakota faria. Rosake pate sekote farikalia do kusetovia bahana. Let the service this morning amount to a divine encounter in your life. Let the hand of God be put in motion again in your life. Now begin to see the hand of God like never before. Ha, shut up, Orafikalia Baka. Pastor, get me a bottle of oil. Your pastor will anoint everybody before you go. The oil that flows from the head. Ha, shut up, Baka. There is going to be a breakout of miraculous intervention, an outbreak of supernatural manifestations. Are you ready for this? This church does not seem to be ready for this. Some of you will walk out of this place and walk to a ready-made plan. A ready-made plan. A plan that the Lord Himself put in place. You never arranged it. God, oh my God, God arranged it. You will walk into it. Put your hand upon your head. Say, I will walk into it. Oh my God. Ooh. Ooh. Marakoseke behata bona halia kopala. The power of God will hit you where you are. The moment of His power will be with you where you are. The electricity of the Spirit will run through your body. The currents of the Spirit will run through your body. Marosale kombradisi kanda bayonon ferikalia bota. Nomba sonro fekabila hati asososomvela borokenia. Rukasata. You know the device of heaven that scans the body does not leave anything that God has not planted after scanning. As it's running through your body, it's taking out what the Lord has not planted. It's taking out what the Lord has not planted. You're going to have a moment of His power, a moment of His glory, a moment with the hand of God upon your life is here. You know, that brother came out of Allen Avenue, living with his friend in a two-bedroom. And he made the worst mistake of his life. And sometimes it's good to make that kind of mistake. He went to wear his friend's jeans, the person that housed him. He went to wear the new, brand new jean without permission. And the brother said, "You are a nuisance. I can't condone this thing. Even my wife cannot tolerate it." You know, there are some brothers that are very forward, who go and open their friend's wife's pot. Because they brought you in the house. You go to the kitchen. They have not served the barley. You go and cut rice. And they've been enduring you. Because of your bad manners. You will jump into the bedrooms
bathroom and go and pick, because those are the allegations. Then you go and pick toothpaste. And you will forget to, the fact that you even jumped into that bedroom is a violation. And you now take the toothpaste and take it to the visitor's room and leave it there. Then the madam will go and meet the husband. A day is coming, I will react. And the husband will say, Chad Bahamora, Bami Bahamora, Bami Bahamora. It's my friend. What do I do to him? He's just a silly friend. Ongbe mi fo, ongbe mi sare. Then he went to wear the brother's brand new jeans. That was where the catastrophe peaked. The brother came back, checked the jeans he just bought. Ha! Where is my jeans? Is this guy? He called him. Did you enter my room? He said, yes, now. I wanted to attend a very important function. I was looking for what to wear, and I saw that you just bought a jean. So, in your mind, you think it is the new jean. You didn't see any other one that you could have picked. It, my brand, he said, that's the only thing that fits where I'm going. He said, carry yourself and the jeans and disappear from my house. Don't come. If you come back to my house, that is where the wahala will break out. People beg. He said, no. No war, no more place to stay. You know what he did now? He started calling everybody. When he called me, I said, oye, lo si ori oke iko yi. Ibe ni ko lo gbe. He thought, he didn't take it for a joke. He carried the small bag and went to Osho. And went to lie down with his belly on the rock. And in Ikoyi, as he was sleeping, a man came to him, an angel of the Lord, and said, foolish boy, get up and go to Abuja. That was all he had. He looked for money, go to Abuja. And when they got to Abuja, he just ran into a girl who was an old friend, maybe one girlfriend. I said, you, this guy, what are you doing? He said, well, I do a lot of things. I write proposals. Since I knew him, he's always writing proposals. One proposal have not seen the light of day. He has a file. He asks mouths to write proposal. When he's talking to me about, I saw an advert again. No, I'm trying to check. I just look at him. How do they proposal? Proposal. He carried the same foolish thing he has been doing, did with the girl. The girl's father was in charge of a parastatus. Hey, is that what you do? And my dad does this and all that, and all that, and all that. Have you done much? He said, yes. The girl took her to the father. And the father said, is this somebody you can trust? Okay. Since it's somebody you can trust, let him go and handle a job for you and your brother. And they trusted him the first job with 332 million. I'm not telling you a story far away. You know, his life. The owner of the story might be hearing. By December, he was in Lagos. He said, Ayo, I want to see you. I said, I'm around. He said, I want you to follow me to Agidingbi. I said, to do what? He said, I want to buy a car. My head was ringing. You. He took me to Agidingbi. He bought a Jetta. I was sweating. Because I don't know, maybe he has now turned to a 419. He said, I won't tell you anything first. I just came to buy a car. I'm going back to Abuja. I came to buy a car. I prefer to buy in Lagos. I'll drive to Abuja. He bought the jetters, was the smell. We registered the jetter that same day. When he was going to drive to Bega, he gave me 50,000 naira. So at that point, I said, okay, that time my house rent was 200,000. He gave me 50,000. So at that point, I had to say, please come. He said, I'm giving you this 50,000 before I start the story. You were the one that asked me to go to Ikoyi. I didn't joke, I went there. Because I know that you're a professor. He said, there, I had a dream. He said, the week I left there, I met this girl. He said, under 2 months, I had 25 million naira to buy an FHA flat. He said, I own a house. Don't blame me for. Those of us who were laughing at him, none of us had bought a kitchen. Sometimes you say life is straight. He says life is not straight. It is your business. I will show mercy unto whom? I will show mercy upon. Who are you to judge God? That the guy that wore somebody's jeans should not be blessed. Who are you to judge God? That the one that entered into somebody's bathroom to go and pick my clean is not to be blessed. Who are you to judge God? That the one that opened somebody's wife's pot and took meat is not to be blessed. As I speak to you now, he is no longer praying the prayer point of the man who housed him. The man who housed him has relocated somewhere, maybe Canada, I think. But he does not have his prayer point again. Because he started flying from that day. We were all married before him. When he got married, he first started with a twin. When you pick, you pick. Let me tell your neighbor. When you pick. Did you hear what that man said? He said, and he was greatly helped until he became, when God starts, he won't stop. He won't just do it and leave you to waste and roast and come back and say, and I used to know. That is by chance. When it is the hand of God, he will push you to your stable. And Isaac sold in the same year. And he reaped an hundredfold. And the Bible didn't just say he reaped an hundredfold. And the Bible said he did what? He went, give me that scripture. You can't quote that scripture easily. Because what happened? Grammar that can capture it cannot be one single grammar. There are certain things that when God do, you can't use one English to qualify it. You have to do what we call tautology in English. If you don't do tautology, God will be angry. Because you did not capture it well. That was what the Bible meant when he said, and in the book of Genesis 26, verse 13, and the Bible said, and Isaac sowed in the same year, and he reaped an hundredfold. And he went, he did what? And the Lord blessed him. Verse 13, and the man began to prosper. And continue to prosper. Why couldn't you have just said, and the man prospered? Because if you must describe what God is doing, it is a locomotive description. I like the way King James put it. Give me King James. This new King James has simplified it because it is prosper, prospering, and prosperous. The King James captured it with different grammars. And the King James said, and the man was great and went forward and grew until he became very great. That is a locomotive description of the working of the hand of God. So I began to put down my friend's life into a graph. So many years ago, in the early 2000s, mid 2000s, when we were all trying to become what God wanted us to be. He had no future ambition. He stumbled into what he's doing now. As I'm even talking to you, he's doing a project for the Navy. He told me, he said, let me call somebody to join and do pilings in this job. So, when I open my account and I see ₦1 million from him, is it not right that the only advantage I have in his life is I said go to, and I'm still reaping the fruit till now. The last time I was in Buhari and we met, he said, when are you going? I said, tomorrow. He said, are you booked? I said, I'm trying to book. He said, no, I book. Yeah, please book my friend tomorrow. He said, I got the secretary said, the only thing available on Ibom is Premier. He said, what else will he fly than Premier? I wanted to whisper to him that don't bother Premium. Eh? Premium, yeah, my warrior. They've been doing. I said, no, I don't like you to put. He said, what stress? You don't know you. He said, if you know you, you won't be flying anything down Premium. And when I got into that Premium, I was sitting with my governor's wife, my former governor's wife. I said, oh, Pastor, how are you? Bless you, Bam. God bless you. I didn't walk past her to the back. That's why Bilewa. I said, yeah, Bimowa. Where's your seat number? 2B, just beside me. When I was leaving the aircraft, the woman gave me brand new note, ₦300,000. Brand new notes. Bill, 100, 100, 100. That is the way God set your life on course. If I was sitting at the back, she would have just waved at me. I said, I'm in my way, to fly to you. Bye-bye. But because while I was there, she said, Pastor Kileri, so rogbo ekitiwa. I said, it is well. We're praying. The Lord is with you. This is what the Lord is doing. Oh, come on. May your ministry be sweet. One person put me on Premium. Come on. One day, I was put on Premium. I was going somewhere. I was going business class travel. Then the airline said, we announced to you that this flight cannot go. But business class people, because you are our preference, if you can join one small aircraft and you are in a hurry, they came to me. I said, I'm not in a hurry. Why are you putting me in a hurry? Then another business class guy said, no, will you make us a refund if you put us in one chocolate space? No, we are not going to go. Then I led the team. I was the class captain of the business class. So I led the team. I said, we're not going anywhere. Mind you, here, peace. You've been doing it for a long time. We'll take you to court. So they brought another aircraft. And they personally came to apologize to me. They said, Daddy, we are very sorry. We learned you are a bishop. I said, that's in your mind. Whichever one. They said, you are a bishop. I said, whichever one you think in your mind. Then two people carried my bag. Life will be easy for you. Hardship breaks today. Mercy on whom I will have mercy upon. In closing, as I'm closing, you are going to, your pastor is the one that will anoint you. That was what I heard. When I close, I go. He will anoint. If you are in a hurry, go home. But he must anoint everybody, because a oil was flow from his head and it will locate everybody. There is a shift. There is a flight. That anointing checks you in. There is a flight. There is a flight here now. You won't be where you used to be. These are both children and the ones in the womb. They will be anointed. this morning. And you'll be checked in. If you do not get anointed, there's no boarding pass. We won't carry you. You see, a fresh season just came for you. Listen to me. Come here. You have a 7 month of transformation ahead of you. A 7 month of turnaround ahead of you. Season just changed for you. Season just changed for you. Season just changed for you. You see, season just changed for you to come. Come here. Season just changed for you to. Because I see you dressed in a ceremonial way. And the Lord is saying to me, you are dressed for a new season. When it is winter, there is a way to dress. When it is summer, there is a way to dress. When it is wedding, there is a way to dress. When it is time to sleep, there is a way to dress. When it's time to go to the office, there is a way to dress. You are properly dressed for a new season. Says the Spirit of the Lord. You see, the Lord is locating you for a special blessing among your equals. He will distinguish you. You will be sought after. You will be visible. The hand of God is upon 17 people for promotion. Promotion. You are going to see galloping, trafficking, commotion. You're going to be going up and up and up. Are you listening to me? The Lord is saying to tell 17 people here that within 1 year, you would have engaged transformative elevation. Something is happening in this church. Something is happening. Asha, lekapa rekasitaba. Something is here. Asha, 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 Asha. Lekasatopana. Hop, hop, Asha, 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 Asha. Open your mouth and pray. 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 Ayabarosa kalabala barodose. Breka sokata balabona. Ayabarosa kilabata. Jesus' mighty name we pray. Give me the oil. Pastor, you and your wife, come here. I will anoint you. You will anoint others. Don't take the rest of the 5 days of this year for a joke. The anointing, the Lord told me the anointing that will make you travel well in 2024 will drop 2023. You will be taught of the Lord. Hear me. The Lord say your children shall be taught of the Lord. Great shall be their peace. He's not just talking about your biological children. He said, now I will teach your children. And there will be peace. If you are sons and daughters of this house, there is an heritage in God's word over you. Give me the final scriptures. Leviticus chapter number 25, verse 21. Let me describe one particular year in the patterns of God to you. Don't keep quiet. Just pray in the Holy Ghost inside of you. Okay, you can give me from verse 20. Let me describe that year. That year was the year that the Lord was telling Moses that on the seventh year, on every seventh year, they will never go to work, they will never sow, they will never reap. It's called the sabbatical year. It's called this year of Sabbath. And Moses asked the Lord, so in this seventh year, what shall we eat then in the seventh year? Behold, we shall not sow nor gather in our increase. And God said to Moses, then I will command my blessings upon you in the sixth year. Can I adequately describe what God is saying to me with this scripture? The Lord said, the energy with which you will travel through the coming year, I will load it now. Then I will command my blessing upon you in the sixth year. And it shall bring forth fruit for 3 years. That's an extraordinary year. There is an extraordinary auction that will be activated in this, the remaining part of this year. The effect of it will last years. He shall bring forth fruit for 3 years, and he shall sow 8 years, and eat of old fruit until the ninth year. Until our fruit come in, ye shall eat of the old store. There is an energy that will travel from 2023. The Lord is releasing it upon you. You will go out of the year 2023 with an overflow. You will go with the strength of divine guidance. You will go with the hope of God's promise. Amen. You will run and not be weary. Amen. Oh, you will run and not faint. Amen. We release your word as it is spoken. Amen. We declare a new season over this house. Amen. We declare a new season over this house. Amen. Where the hand of the Lord is most visible. Amen. Most visible. The same thing you have done before now will attract great reward. Now you will travel with ease. Oh, now you will travel by flight. Because he will bear you on his wings. He will spread his hand for you to travel. And everyone that is for you and given to you, they will travel in the same speed. They will travel in the same speed. The Lord will carry them. There is a season where men are trying to look for your footstep, but they can't find it. And why? It is because you were carried. It is because you were carried. They will want to find out. They want to come and copy the way you walk, but they can't find it because you were carried. Here is the word of the Lord over you. Here is the word of the Lord over you. You know, you'll be taught how to agree with this word. One of it, the pastor has emphasized, the purity of your heart is a condition. And he will come and describe to you how to travel with this word. Because the energy of the spirit is already released. And believe you me, before the next 7 hours, the effect of this word, the effect of the activation, will be boldly written over people's life. I say it shall be boldly written over people's life. The Lord said to send some, your waiting is over. The day you have waited for is fully come. I said that day is fully come. I said that day is fully come. So shall it be. Ombe mi fo. Ombe mi sa. Sing it. Owo Oluwa mbe.
Gloria mi
o. Ombe mi fo.
Ombe mi fo. Ombe mi sa.
Hallelujah. Okay, we need to do this very quickly. So we are going to start from the aisle. All I need is your faith. All I need is your faith. We'll do this very quickly. From the aisle, please. So I will sing that song, and then people can begin to come. I will run. All right.